playing well. Mm-hmm. 11-minute mark, and then things kind of changed for you. You know, your defense got a little better. Started forcing turnovers. Can you kind of tell me what was going on with that play?
Well, I think we got off to a slow start. We were kind of we were supposed to be trapping on ball screens, and we had some miscommunications. And then once we got that correct at the first media timeout, I thought that, you know, we after 12 minutes we held them to 5 points after the 12 minute mark. So I think that it was just some miscommunication on the. They set a lot of on ball screens, and we were miscommunicating, and caused some confusion. But that's what happens with a young team. So I think we got that straightened out and came back and were able to get some stops.
How were you able to take advantage of your size? You had a lot of high advantages out there. How were you able to take advantage of that in the contest?
Well, one of the things we've been working on all year is trying to get the ball inside and get post touches and play off our post players. And that opens up the floor for our shooters. We have several three-point shooters this year, but, you know, we're getting most of our threes after the post touch the ball, which opens up the floor for those shots. And so I think a lot of the times we're able to get those shots because we're getting our post the ball. And tonight we were able to use our size, you know, on the boards, you know, to out-rebound them by 18 boards. I thought that, you know, Aaliyah Whiteside in particular is playing well. She's playing multiple positions and playing them well. And again, Rodrika Rogers, you know, did a good job on the boards
Coach,
as well.
I'd like you to talk a little more about Aaliyah. I mean, this mm-hmm. isn't her first good game this year. She's played well from start to finish.
Yep.
You mentioned you're playing her in different positions, but mm-hmm. she almost looks at times like a different player, like she's comfortable doing more things.
Well, she worked really hard in the offseason on her conditioning level, and it's put her in a position where she can play more minutes, quality minutes. And I think she's done a really good job. She took 20,000 shots this summer, and you know, so I think that was a competition, shooting competition we had, and she was, you know, stepped up and got 20,000 shots up. And so I think you see her shooting the ball with a lot more confidence because she's put the work in. But I think the difference in her from a year ago is her conditioning level, for sure.
Does that help her in rebounding? Because she's certainly a capable rebounder, but her numbers, I think she tied her career high tonight with 11.
Yeah, she's just stronger. Her body physically, she's stronger. She's, like, again, she's in better physical condition. She's bigger, stronger, and faster than she was a year ago. And obviously a year older. You know, she's an upperclassman now, and she knows what's expected of her.
With her and Rodriguez, do you think Rodriguez is more effective without another big body down low? Where she can, you know, maneuver
more.
Well,
I think what's helped Drake is that she's playing the five, which is she's the low post now instead of the high post. And I think a lot of her career she's been the high post rather than the low post. And I think the thing that's helped her the most is since we've gone with this four guard lineup, she's the five. And so we're working off of her on the low block. And so that's given her the opportunity to be closer to the basket. You know, before she had to come from the high post to get her rebounds. Now she's on the block. So she's in a better position to get rebounds.
And it seems like Aaliyah is more effective now that she's out of the shadow of Ty. Also.
Yeah, I think, you know, we expected to see this kind of production from Aaliyah last year, and she started out really strong, and so we're just, you know, she really worked on her game in the offseason, and I think she's ready to step up and fill that role of that third scorer that we need.
Towards the end of the second half, we saw maybe what the future could be for somebody like Imani Tilford.
Yeah.
She really added some spark out there.
Well, she's the kind of defensive presence that I want and expect and have grown to expect to have at Georgia Tech. And I think she showed tonight, you know, she made our press go. She got some deflections. She got some turnovers, got some steals. I mean, those are the kind of things I want to see. And when we recruited Imani, we knew she was going to be a defensive presence. And I don't think she's, you know, obviously tonight she showed that she can contribute on that end.
Talk a little more about getting that third score, Coach Aaliyah being there. And,
well, we knew it was coming into the season that Kayla and Sydney were going to be consistent scorers for us on the perimeter. I think that what we were really searching for was that low block presence, and I think that's why we decided to go with Rodrika at the five, because we feel like she's that presence on the block that we can play off of. She may only be 6 foot, but she plays 6'4". You know, she's a big presence in there. And then with Aaliyah Whiteside on the perimeter, you know, you're adding another perimeter scorer. And she's able to make plays off of Rodrika and off of Kaylin Sid. So I think if we can, you know, maintain those four as our consistent scorers, then, you know, everything that Zaire O'Neal does is a bonus. I mean, she comes in and people aren't expecting her to be as overpowering as she is. And, you know, she had a slow first half, but in the second half you see what she's capable of.
Is there one position where you feel comfortable with Zaire?
Yeah, I feel really comfortable with her at the elbow, having the ball anywhere inside the paint, you know. But right now with the numbers we have, she has to play on the perimeter for us. And, you know, that's one of the things she's adjusting to. She's been a post player her whole career, and now all of a sudden she's a guard. So, you know, she's got pretty good numbers for a freshman playing out of position in her first college games.
Of course, as strong as she is, it's going to be hard for anyone to defend her if she decides
especially
to drive.
Especially on the perimeter,
yeah.
Posting up guards and attacking guards off penetration. Yeah.
How about defensively, Coach? We talked already about the first half. It was about that stretch in the first half, but I think overall you played well. You forced some turnovers, got some points off the turnovers.
Well, I think we did a better job tonight, you know, defending dribble penetration. I thought we did a better job rotating out of our defenses, and I thought we did a fairly decent job containing their scores. You know, coming into the game, you know, we were really concerned about number 45, and you know, she had 6 points, but she did get her 13 rebounds, you know, but she had 25 the other night, so we were, you know, obviously concerned about taking away their inside game. And when we were doubling down, we did give up some threes because we were doubling down on their post, but we took away what we were trying to take away.
I imagine it was important that you establish your presence on the boards right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we always try to do is, you know, we really take pride in our offensive rebounding, and our goal every game is to get 20 offensive rebounds, and I thought that, you know, we were able to do that tonight, and that breaks people's back when you're able to get second and third shots.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?